Hey, this is Neil Nix, and this is the Truth Live Shenanigans After Show, exclusive to the TLSFans.com Facebook group and on Apple Podcasts at TLSPod.com. Now, in our main show, we had producer Dustin Moore as a guest, but also talked about Nicki Minaj and the infamous Ballgate, Wendy Williams' struggles with mental health, the Met Gala, and anti-vaxxers. But Wendy Williams and our new game Hated It dominated the post-show conversation. So check it out.
It was hot as hell at that football game yesterday. I thought I was going to pass out. In the press box, the sun is shining right on my face. Can't go in here.
So you were at which game was that? The Howard game, right?
Howard Hampton. This is the first year that they've done it at Audi Field.
Okay. So, yeah, you know what? My brother-in-law was there. He was telling me all about it. Kamala was there, right?
Yeah. Kamala was there. She did the coin toss at the beginning. She's a Hampton, I'm sorry, a Howard alum. So, yeah, Mike Winter was there. So, yeah, it was fun. Just had to work. Wasn't there for, you know, for fun at all.
Wasn't there for leisure.
No. So, Robbie, I do want to ask, so when are you really, seriously, when are you going, are you guys actively working on another Fallen Machine, or what's happening?
We've definitely been on more of a hiatus, just given everything that happened with the pandemic scenario. And it's now that everyone is fully vaccinated and the comfort levels have definitely gone up a little bit. I don't know. It was a great conversation to have with Dustin, with a group of people. So I'm hoping that Dustin will be feeling a little bit more inspired to do more Fallen Machine stuff. It's just he's a busy guy.
I bet.
And it hasn't we lost a lot of our momentum when the pandemic started.
Yep.
So I think we've all kept up with our own individual skills, but then losing that ability to really get together and collaborate, not really having a platform where we could do that online and really well, because our writing process is more bringing a song idea to the floor and the rest of the band just collaborating with that idea. Because what was happening is we were bringing completed songs to the band and we didn't really have any
connect.
We didn't have much consistency. We loved playing the songs that one another were writing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we didn't have a sound as a band. We had sounds that we liked. So just
gotcha.
Yeah, so we wanted to use a more collaborative approach, and we weren't really able to do that. So it would be nice.
Yeah,
I definitely miss it.
Olivia's in the comments talking about, gee, let me hear your pirate voice.
Arg. I don't know how to sound like a pirate. Like, when she said that, I was like, ooh, I gotta go look at
Arr, Johnny, that sounds like bullshit to me.
Bullshit.
That was good.
I don't know.
Sparrow's a good pirate? God damn, he's a murderer. He's a thief. He's a scoundrel.
Love me some Jack Sparrow.
I love Jack Sparrow.
Pirate. See, this is that's Hollywood people.
He had good intentions.
They're criminals.
They're criminals.
Yeah, pirates
they're
are supposed
murderers.
To be criminals of the sea. Yeah.
They're robbers.
They are.
They had good intentions. Good intention. So was there any topic that you guys wanted to discuss a little further? Anybody want to discuss one a little further? I did, but I want to ask you guys first.
Which one? Wendy or?
I definitely want to talk about Wendy a little more.
I thought you were going to say, I definitely want to talk about your shrimp basket.
I definitely don't want to talk about your shrimp basket.
Every Sunday you want a shrimp basket. It's like you're craving.
Because I haven't had Sundays. Gianni, I haven't had a good one in a very long time, and it's just a transition of moving from New York, where you can get one in 2 seconds, versus here, where
good
it's
one.
Just like, yeah.
Where do you get shrimp baskets from here?
Are you familiar with New York Pizza on Pennsylvania, 14th and Penn?
New York That's Pizza? Mm. Not my brand name, New York Pizza.
Believe it or not, they have an amazing shrimp basket, but 14th and Penn isn't that close to me.
Yeah, no,
So there is a little hood Chinese place a couple of blocks down, but it's in a pocket of 4th of M Street that is not very safe. So I don't like they have the bulletproof glass and everything.
I know what you're talking about.
You walk in, So yeah, so I.
But they got good shrimp.
I don't. But they, oh, that shrimp basket is amazing. But,
it, you know, there's not many pockets left of over there where you are now.
Yeah.
But there are still some pockets.
Yeah.
Are you, you guys, you know, you have to know. So DC has been gentrified like crazily.
Oh, I
and the
it.
Area where I actually grew up near where Lizzie is now. So I actually grew up there. And there was some, because it's right along the waterfront. And so the waterfront really hadn't really done much with it for years, but it was still a nice, safe place. And there were some nice houses. But they were literally only on the waterfront where the nice houses were. Everything else away from the waterfront was like just straight ghetto. You just like, there's projects, I mean, major projects, and oh man, it was, you were like in the hood.
Now it's all overly expensive high
condos,
like it's condos or rentals, or
all of
it's
them. It tore them all down, and just yep.
A new building coming up directly across the street from me that is driving me insane. So it's going to be again another round of expensive apartments. I think maybe 10% affordable housing. Which affordable housing, if the apartment itself, the average apartment is $4,000.
Call it, yeah.
Affordable housing is relative, right? it's also going to have a movie theater.
Oh, really?
Like, what the fuck? What the fuck do we need a movie theater for over
That's
here?
That's interesting.
How about a sushi restaurant?
That's kind of fun.
How about a good place where I could get a shrimp basket? But it's been very noisy. And so this project is going to take at least 2 years.
Probably a year.
So I probably
you probably won't even be there that long.
Yeah, at least two, Jimmy. Yeah. At least two. And so because they haven't even finished all of the construction down by Nats Park at the baseball stadium. Yeah. And the
all of this building.
It's all over DC. It's awful. But Neil, you can't even get a good shrimp basket at the wharf these days.
Wow.
There's nothing down there to give you a good shrimp basket.
I'll just let you guys know what the wharf is. A wharf is like a seafood area, sort of like fish market. Like
it used to be. Now it's all, you know, a lot of restaurants, a lot of expensive hotels. It's beautiful. It's beautiful right now, but it's not the wharf that we grew up on.
Gentrification. Gentrification does that.
Same stuff. I just got the show notes from Jose.
Oh, sweet.
She diligently looks for highlight moments throughout every episode, and then she hands me just a bundle of these. And I use a lot of these just to make the shorts that are up on the site.
Oh, she's everything. She's so sweet. Joe.
Behind the scenes.
So let's get into this Wendy Williams thing. So do you guys watch Wendy Williams regularly? Any of you?
I did.
Hell no. Can't stand her. Cannot stand her. She's an awful person.
My aunt put me onto her, and the way I got introduced was that she was hated in the 90s. And that she grew a reputation of talking about people, even though what she talked about had truth to it. That's how I know her. And then I watched her regularly too.
She was kind of like, I don't know, Gianni, because you're a bit younger than we are. I don't know if you're familiar with Howard Stern. You know who Howard Stern is?
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a jerk, but he's.
Yeah, I mean, he's done like a 180 now. Like, I guess he found God or some shit like that. But she was
accurate.
You could call her, like, when she was on radio, she was like the black female version of Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? She was awful. She was awful.
She was awful.
People used to listen to her like, hell, I mean, like crazy in New York. That's what my wife loves her.
Yeah,
it was an entertaining show, but she had no tact. She was just awful. I remember one of the interviews that I remember with her was when she interviewed Whitney Houston, and it was like the interview was so entertaining. She aired it over 2 days, and so they're going back and forth. It was like a prize fight.
Yep.
And at one point, you know, Whitney to the public, to the white public, was very classy. But Whitney was from Newark, New Jersey.
She was hood.
Okay? Which is like the hood. And so they're going back and forth. And Whitney was like, you better watch what the fuck you say, baby girl. You better watch what the fuck you say. On air. Live on air. They were going. Because Whitney, I mean, Whitney was just being ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I'm not a fan.
Charlamagne the God on The Breakfast Club, Gianni, that's where he got his start, on the Wendy Williams show. So yeah,
I didn't know
so
that.
She, oh, okay. Oh yeah, yep. She was one of his she was one of his co-hosts, but he started as an intern. And then, yeah. You know, he just worked his way up the ranks. So a lot of his bitterness, a lot of his ugliness comes from his early days on the Wendy Williams show.
Learning that from.
Now he's kind of like known for that kind of.
My wife literally watches her every day. She records the episodes so she can watch them every single day.
Wendy's entertaining.
You saw a little bit of him dying as getting that sentence out.
I mean, because unfortunately, I have to watch some of it because, you know, I'm passing by and then hearing it, and I'm here overhearing it, or I'm in the kitchen eating, and of course, I'm overhearing the conversations and the stories. But,
oh, Wendy.
So, to some degree, you know, I like some things about Wendy, but she's.
I don't wish her any ill will.
Yeah,
at
me
all.
Either.
But if this were another celebrity, she would be mocking. She would be poking fun. She would be joking about this daily, with no remorse.
It's so kind of true.
I feel like she's not that bad, though. I've seen worse.
No. I've watched her for
yeah, I'm sorry. You haven't really watched her show.
I've watched her show.
Yeah, you haven't.
Yeah. Or listen to her when she was on the radio. Like, she was awful. She was a terrible.
Yeah, no, I didn't listen to her when she was on the radio.
Yeah.
So,
which is
even
why
if it's something
Jacqueline
that
Robinson
she...
in the comments said some of Jacqueline Robinson alluded to some of what she's going through may have been self-inflicted.
Yeah.
And why she's not receiving as much sympathy as, say, Kelly Clarkson.
That's what I was going to ask. That's going to be my next question.
Or Tamron Hall. You know, or Oprah, if you will.
We don't want to ever say that she deserves something, but are you saying that she kind of, I always say this as like some people earn their, you know, their negativity. Yeah.
They earn their space.
Yeah.
They don't earn the physical part of it.
They don't deserve it necessarily, but they.
But they earn their space.
Because karma hits you. So you think karma was reasonable to her?
That's hard to judge other people's karma.
No, because I don't karma. I think people put way too much into this idea of karma. You know, where's Donald Trump's karma? Where's Vladimir Putin's karma?
He deserves some.
You know,
but if you're a sociopath, you don't have those follow up thoughts. So there's really no karmic retribution because it doesn't process for you. If there's no
true.
I agree with that. Shit happens.
Yeah. Conscious.
We got some comments. So Olivia says, nah, she is or was trashy. I think she changed, but I don't know. Mel Blaine says, don't be mad that Wendy keeps it real. She says what others won't.
I keep it real, but
she does
don't,
say what others won't.
She does.
I go for the jugular for random people. I go for the jugular if you come at me, or I don't unnecessarily mock people. And that's what she has made her platform. Like she's mocking people.
Well, I'll say I feel for her though, because I mean, it is tough to go through everything that she's gone through, like in the last 2 years, and then make it out okay. Even if you earned that, it's still tough. I mean, I can't imagine surviving it.
Earned some of the reaction. I don't think she earned
the reaction. The reaction. Yeah. The actuality. I get
you. One thing you didn't mention, Neo, is that it was alleged by many people that worked with her, including Charlamagne, including a lot of people that worked on the show, that she was a victim of domestic violence.
Yes.
Like her husband had been beating her for years.
Yeah.
So that's
some alleged. Yeah. I've heard the alleged.
To her psyche, you know, if that's to be believed and if it's true.
So he was beating her and cheating on her, had a baby on her, and she's doing this amongst a career. Yeah.
So, okay.
I mean, the best part of that baby story was the mistress was driving, I believe it was a Bentley, right? It was like a Bentley coupe. And so as soon as Wendy paid for it, like he bought that Bentley for his mistress with Wendy's mom. Yeah. And so when Wendy found out that she had the baby, she had the coop repossessed. There was a video, there was pictures, everything. I was like, okay, girl. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, finally.
If we go through everything that she's gone through, let's see. I had the list here. So we got Graves' disease. She was in rehab briefly. You talked about her drug use, Liz. Of course, her mother died recently. The divorce.
Yeah.
She was raped. We talked about the rape. She's got some family issues. Let's see. Then she's got...
She's had many miscarriages.
She got pregnant miscarriages. She's had a bunch of miscarriages she's talked about. She's had pregnant...
Her revealed she doesn't have a lot of friends. She's living alone.
Yeah.
And while she's dealing with all of this also, so not having a support network and dwelling on that in solitude, that's a dark place to be, man.
I feel bad. I mean... Even if I had chosen to be, if I were a bad person, not a bad person, I don't think Wendy Williams is a bad person. She's extremely honest and direct. She just says what she's feeling, and she's judgmental. Yes, extremely judgmental.
Yeah, very.
It's created a career for her, which is great. But with that being said, I don't know. That's just, and she's dealt with mental illness apparently. It's tough. I feel truly bad for her.
She doesn't really have anybody.
I don't wish her any ill will.
I know.
I don't think any of this is funny. I don't think any of this should be mocked. But in the same vein, I'm just like, I'm not going to treat who she is coming into this with kid gloves because she's no different in certain respects than someone like, you know, a Donald Trump. Who goes at people publicly. I'm not talking about the politics of it. I'm talking the meanness of it.
The character. Yeah.
And so in that, I'm just like, but you know, I do not wish her any ill will.
Yeah.
You know, I could have a whole lot of hate for Wendy because she slept with my man, Method Man, but I don't. I don't.
She did. And she aired it out and told everybody.
She aired it out.
She slept with a lot of rappers, I heard.
She
also aired out that his wife had cancer, which was something the wife's family didn't even know. And so, and then Meth kind of threatened her. It was a whole big old ordeal. But I don't wish this for her at all. And I hope that she can pause. I hope
I think she does need a pause.
She will.
Step back.
I think she just for her mental health.
And she would still have the audience if she took some time off and then came back. Like you guys said, she has a lot of followers.
She does.
She has a lot of followers.
And you can have a stand-in while you're away. Jimmy Kimmel took a couple of months.
I mean, she did that when she got...
People that came and hosted. So she can add... She's got enough of a following that people would step in and host on her behalf.
She did that for a while, though. She did that, I think, when she was going through rehab. I think she did the same thing with the Graves' disease. And so she had that. She took...
She
took time off
back then. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, she did because she had guests, like Robbie said, she had guest hosts come in for quite a while, actually. As a matter of fact, they tried to create another show, a spinoff show with, I can't remember the dude's name. Somebody who was doing, I can't remember his name, but I'm sure my wife will tell me in the comments if she's still around, but she tried to create a spinoff show for one of her guest hosts who was well liked because she was gone for so long. She did take a break then, but I think she needs maybe a break altogether. Maybe take a good year.
Or do something else. Yeah. Like take a break and then maybe not do the show. I don't know, but I love the Wendy show, but
or possibly go back to radio where you're not on, you know, where no one has to look at you. Like, she could do a radio show in the bedroom.
Did you guys see when she passed out on air?
No. Yeah.
Live on air?
With the Statue of Liberty.
When she was dressed as Statue of Liberty. That was scary to watch.
But she...
That was
scary. She could go back to radio.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
She could do radio, but...
On, like, on XM or something like that?
Jerry O'Connell, that's what it was.
Like how Steve Harvey has his own radio thing.
Yeah, she could do that, you know.
My wife did hook me up. It was Jerry O'Connell that they tried to do a spinoff TV show for. He guest hosted a lot for her while she was gone. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they tried to give him a show. Huh?
My boy from Stand By Me?
Yes. Yes, that Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell.
From Kangaroo Love Jack.
Him. Love him.
He was good. He always looked like he was a little nervous, though. So I didn't like him as a host, actually. So I'm not surprised they didn't go with his
I'm
show.
I'm surprised that he show. Was their favorite, though. That's strange. But yeah.
Listen, at least he didn't try to be Jeopardy host. That's we got to be thankful.
God, that's a whole other story. That's just nonsense. All right, so we are out of time, though.
Canada? Just very quick, Rob, is Jeopardy popular in Canada?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Alex Trebek is Canadian. Alex Trebek went to high school here in Sudbury. There's actually a beautiful mural that was painted on the high school that he attended. So I'll have to try to get on
site. I knew he was Canadian. I didn't know he was from your town. Wow.
Aww.
I think he's originally from New Liskeard, which is just a smaller town, a little ways from here, not too far. But then he did come to Sudbury and received his high school education here. Yeah.
Nice.
Very cool.
So, yes. Yeah.
Rob always can brag.
Did you hear what they're doing with that, though? With Jeopardy? Like, they're trying. So, you remember, you know, the controversy, of course, they tried to get the executive producer to take his place and now the nonsense. And then, I mean, why would you go through all those guest hosts So anyway, they're down to Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings. So they're going to be guest hosting the rest of the season.
He doesn't want to do it anymore. I think that Mayim Bialik would be a good fit.
I think she's the best one, easily.
Why is Jeopardy still on?
What?
Is that
That's a great show.
Okay.
You're about to get attacked up in here. We're about to reach
You're like, it's still good.
It's a great show.
It really is. And it challenges people. I appreciate that it challenges people's knowledge, recollection, cultural experiences. I've always loved it.
Yeah. And they always use Haile Selassie as a clue all the time. Love that.
Sometimes I do well. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't know, none of these.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It just depends on the day. I am with you. Yeah. One day I'm like rolling through them, and the next one I'm like, what in the hell?
Two of my coworkers from SI were on Jeopardy. Two of my SI coworkers were on Jeopardy.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Yeah.
I do well on college Jeopardy or high school Jeopardy. I do extremely well on those.
Yeah.
You do better than a fifth grader, Neo.
I don't think I do well on that, actually. I probably do poorly. I think I've forgotten everything from fifth grade.
Probably do well. You guys would probably win money.
I see you mouthing stuff over there, Lizzie.
I think what happens is people freeze. You know, they could be the
And I would be one of those guys. No question.
In front of the cameras.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
Really?
I think because of the show, I'm getting more comfortable. Yeah.
You're getting this media experience. Yeah. You'd be better in front of the camera.
I think I'd be better, more prepared now than I would have been before.
Now you got your practice and now you're ready for Jeopardy or fifth grader.
All right.
Did we do Jeopardy?
We did a Jeopardy. We did it a couple of times as a game show. We can do it again.
Really?
Because that was actually, pretty good. It was fun.
We should do it again.
Our game shows have been pretty good. I like our game shows recently.
So. Yeah, they're interesting. Especially the Quelf one, where we do different things.
Yeah, that was fun. Except Lizzie wouldn't stand up and jump.
She can't. She wasn't prepared.
You gotta tell me to put a sports bra on, bro.
I didn't know. It was the first time playing that game. That was fun. That was a good game, though.
Neo, you didn't do the little baby laugh.
I've been meaning to just add it directly to the closing credits. I haven't had a chance to do it yet.
Okay.
So I don't have to add it.
What was your favorite? Did you have a favorite outfit from the Met Gala?
Oh, yeah. Let me see. I had a couple of favorites. One was from Lupita. I really loved Lupita's look.
That's what I was going to tell you. Like, how can you?
That was the next picture on the thing, too.
She was the only person that did denim. I'm like, American fashion is denim. What are you guys talking about? I love that
dress.
But
she nailed it.
But it was not an American designer. But that dress was fabulous. That dress was fabulous.
Sierra did. Sierra had. Sierra had, I think, a. Oh, you're pulling it up. Sierra had like a jersey-styled American football type thing. I thought it was kind of tacky because I don't like jersey dresses, but I really liked that she kind of stuck with the theme.
The color was off. Oh, wow. Yes, look at that. I loved it.
That's a beautiful dress. Hopefully headpiece and everything, gorgeous.
In the museum as a part of the exhibit. Hopefully they'll put that in the museum as a part of the exhibit. Sierra's dress, that color was just off.
Oh, that's pretty.
I'm not giving the Kardashians, Jenners, anything.
No, that's not pretty. Go back, Neil. Go back. That's not
Rob, why don't you like see through?
Because, okay, sorry. It's appropriate for a movie set. It's not appropriate for the Met Gala. And I don't want to be the person that's going to be sitting on the chair that she has sat on and left 5 minutes ago. I don't want that swag.
Wait a minute. No,
her butt is naked. Your last comment. I understand.
She's not naked.
Comment, Rob, but it's not. I don't think it's inappropriate for the Met Gala because this is fashion, and fashion
it is
has
fashion.
I just don't like it because she's a Kardashian Jenner. Like, I'm biased. So I'm never going to
be like, I don't like her wearing the dress.
And her sister's all black nonsense. That was some foolishness.
Who is this?
Oh, that's Aaliyah. That's Aaliyah's dress. Remember Aaliyah, the singer that passed away?
Who is this person?
That's her dress. Oh, that's Bretman Rock. He's a trans influencer on YouTube.
Okay, so why do all the LGBTQ men have horrible wigs for the VMAs?
That is a horrible wig.
Oh my gosh. It's so true. I've said that. Like, I don't know what's going
on.
What is happening? I think they're trying to set a trend with the mullet. I think it's a mullet trend trying to happen.
Who is this?
I do remember Aaliyah in that dress. I do remember Aaliyah in that dress.
Yeah. Very pretty.
Nope. Like
I have no idea. I can't even. Oh, I love Chloe. I don't like the...
Wait, she's wearing aluminum foil or something. What the hell is this?
It looks like a thermal blanket.
Maybe she's saying she's hot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't like that dress.
We should have just finished this for the after show.
The quilt is hot.
Look at that foolish...
Oh, Olivia's
favorite. I don't know how you wore that quilt all night long. The quilt is hot.
I loved both of these outfits. What people didn't pay attention to, because it was an American theme, Russell Westbrook had stars painted on his head.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Stars painted on his head. Yep. And you know, nice. Russell Westbrook, we did for the Undefeated, we did one of our newsletters was about fashion, like maybe a month ago. And he's a big fashionista. Yeah. He's a big fashionista.
I love this outfit.
On Instagram a lot.
I love this outfit.
Me too, I really do. I think it's so weird.
I think it looks great. It looks ridiculous.
Who snaps?
Rob's right. It does look.
Like, I mean, if you've got body
and in black
issues about your neck, then that's the outfit for you.
That's another thing, Neo. That's another thing. Wendy has a thigh.
Graves' disease,
That's why she has, the bug eyes. Yeah.
That's why her eyes are like that.
Yeah.
Gianni, someone called her out.
So she can't help it.
Years ago. No, she can't. But she was interviewing someone on the red carpet years ago, and they were like, oh my God, your eyes are so big and beautiful. I love it. And she was like, yeah, it's a thyroid condition. It's the TLS show. Coming to your live from the TLS show.